Shooting the Breeze Radio. Sizzling tunes ran to shraven sexual healing. Fast times, loose women, muscle cars, and giggles shooting the breeze this roar. Hey baby, hey baby, hey.
Good afternoon, this is Raw 12:51 a.m. and that was The Beatles with Get Back. This is the somewhat, should we say it's the special, it's the Christmas special?
Christmas special.
I'm not really sure. We're going to try and make it a bit festive, I don't know. We have, how many days till Christmas? Is anyone counting?
It's the 10th, so 15 days to Christmas.
15 days until Christmas, big days. I think we should just start talking about, I want to talk about worst Christmas gifts. Would anyone like to start talking about that? Barney, you have got one in mind?
I think I'll just erase them from my memory. Christmas is always such a happy time for me. I don't think about the negatives.
I've got a couple. One year when I was really young, it's quite embarrassing, but I'll tell you guys anyway. One year when I was very young, my brother got Batman in like a Batman car, and then I got the Joker with the Joker's car, and I cried.
That's better than getting like Robin though, isn't it? So I suppose there's a plus there.
I just wasn't happy to have the bad guy. It was just not what I was looking for in my present.
How old are you?
I was probably about 6, maybe 5.
Yeah,
it's
that
very
is
young.
It's kind of a weird present to get, the bad guy.
Yeah, well, it's like, thanks, uncle. What are you trying to say to me?
It's not to do with the present, but apparently one year my parents, when we were all really young, they couldn't be bothered to do Christmas the Christmas meal on Christmas, so I just had baked beans on Christmas and then just did it a different day.
How old are you for that?
I don't remember it at all, but apparently it happened. So.
Wow. That is. There's a family I know, a friend of ours, who their family, if you will, well, he just knows this guy who they have Christmas Day like 2 weeks in advance, all the meals and all that stuff, and then on Christmas Day they just have like microwave pizzas, just so because they don't like the fact that on Christmas Day you put in the effort. They just want to like veg out and watch rubbish TV on Christmas Day.
The thing is, like, that's definitely a lot of the day for us, just like chilling out. Watching,
well, I don't know what you do
Christmas
otherwise.
TV. But yeah, but I mean, it's the fact that you've got an awesome Christmas meal to look forward to, and then to digest.
Because otherwise,
really nice.
Otherwise, it is the biggest waste a day of the year. You just sit down and do absolutely nothing.
Much nicer to have like a focal point.
You've spent the whole year getting
the
ready
TV.
For it, buying people
I suppose
presents.
That could be the Queen's speech. Yeah.
But that's it. Then it's, I guess then it's just about presents and the Queen's speech and no food involved.
There
at
is
all.
A yeah. There is a guy who celebrates Christmas every day. Am I right?
Oh, you are.
Yeah,
right,
there
yeah.
is. Yeah, he has so many sprouts a year. So
he's made himself Christmas Day lunch every day for the last I want to say 10 years or something ridiculous like that.
That's a lot of effort every day. One year I actually got a Tiddlywink set. Not a proper Tiddlywink set, like a cheap cardboard box version. It was terrible.
Who was that from?
That was just from my mum. It's fair enough. I usually just get her slippers. She likes
last
slippers.
Year that was, wasn't it? We still haven't.
We've had an email in from my brother saying, warm greetings from Barcelona. Thank you, Mike. He says he's the first show he's managed to catch in a while. It better be good. Season finale, question mark. It is the season finale, the Christmas special. We've got some great song picks coming up. Not all Christmas specials, but some. I managed to sneak The Darkness, Don't Let the Bells End in there. And I'm pretty pleased with that. Barney and James both chose the exact same Christmas song, which you'll be hearing later. Jess chose hers. And we're going to talk around Christmas. And Mike, I have forgiven you for getting Batman when I got the Joker, just for the record. And I guess now, it's a shame it wasn't the, what's his name, Heath Ledger's Joker, because he's awesome. Maybe he's better than Batman. What can I say? Jess, come on, hit me with your worst Christmas present.
Well, when I was a kid, I used to get, from sort of more extensive family, I used to get a lot of, like, really, really girly presents from people who didn't know me, because I wasn't a very, you know, girly girl, and I definitely didn't like beads and pink things and, like...
More of a Ken doll than a Barbie doll.
So was
yeah,
there just,
I never had any Barbie dolls. I had Polly Pocket.
Was there just a big pile of pink things in your room that you never used?
Well, it was just, yeah, it was just things like, yeah, it was just loads of stuff that I never liked. And it kept coming for a long time until I hit about 13.
Did you guys, I mean, I'm the younger one here. Barney, you have an elder brother. Do you guys ever have jealousy? I mean, obviously that Batman thing. I was often quite jealous of my brother because it seemed like every year he'd outstrip me on the gift front and just end up with something better than me that was more fun to play with and everyone else thought was cooler. And it just really undermined a lot of my Christmases.
You sneaked into his room when he was asleep to play with his
dice. No, I would just queue up second like a loser and try and get involved after him, which was never as fun. I could never play with it for as long as I wanted because it was his toy.
I think once we both got presents from my uncle. And I got some really lame girly thing that was pink. I can't even remember what it was. So I didn't see it after that day, probably. And my brother got a Man U shirt, and it was really awesome. I definitely wanted one of those.
There were the days when I would always ask for the new Man United kit for my birthday. Christmas and my birthday.
Those
days
shorts
are
and socks
long
as well.
Gone. Sometimes. It's funny to think that, 10 years ago, it was crazy. I will suggest one of my saddest moments on Christmas Day. Was when I was a huge Christmas present fiend, and like I would always try and find them in my house. And I Age of Empires 1. Now we had, this is like my school was pretty basic, and then suddenly out of nowhere they'd got a computer lab, which was crazy. It's like before there was probably one computer in the school, and suddenly our room was just full of computers. And they had the Age of Empires demo, and I was going crazy for it. I would always like race to school early to try and play it. Before school, and it's like
you can definitely imagine though your bag waddling on your shoulders, like
just
running,
biking
to class.
As fast as possible to get there. Because if you did get, yeah, and he'd be there at 8, and if class started at 9, if you got there at 8, he'd open the doors and you could play for an hour, and it was awesome. And one computer in the corner had all the best games, Age of Empires and like Street Fighter. Anyway, the point was, all the computers had worms, for the record. Anyway, the point is. Age of Empires, so I went with my mum. I knew this is what I wanted for Christmas, so we like upgraded the computer to get it, I think, so the computer would be able to run it. And then I went with her to buy it, and it was a big moment, and I was looking at the back like really excited. Yeah, it was awesome. When I did pick it up in the shop, I was like, this feels a bit empty, but whatever, just assumed it was fine. Took it home, and then I would always go and like periodically stare at it and just imagine on Christmas Day when I could play it. Imagine the excitement. So I open it on Christmas Day, and it's empty. The box is completely empty. There's nothing in it, because some dumbass who worked in the store didn't realise that the display models are the display models and just completely forgot to put the disc in. And that did ruin my Christmas one year. And I had an eye infection at the same day. It's just a really bad Christmas.
That is a rough Christmas. I'm sorry, Dan.
I'd like to talk about the ethical issues behind stealing a Christmas tree. Now, this is something that's happened to you, is it not, Jess?
This is something that has happened to me. It's a terrible thing. We used to have a very nice Christmas tree growing in our garden. It was quite small. It was like a special type of Christmas tree, which had little white bits on the ends. It was really pretty.
And Norwegian hedge fund. Something I was.
Some Norwegian hedge fund.
I was going to try and come up with something a complicated like name for a Christmas tree, but I just don't have one.
Instead, you came up with some kind of investment. And one day we woke up on Christmas morning and it wasn't there. Someone had come in the night on Christmas Eve. No, not with a spade, with a chainsaw, and cut it down.
No one heard? You must be deep sleepers in the Fitch house.
Well, the thing, it's in our garden, but we've got a big garden. And we're also on a main road.
Is that when you realise that Father Christmas no longer exists?
I know.
When someone saw down your Christmas tree?
I never believed in Father Christmas, but we reported it to the police.
Wait, so since you were born, you never once negotiated the possibility that Father Christmas was real?
I don't think so. I may have done before I remember remembering things.
I did get in trouble at school once. We were walking home and I was explaining how Father Christmas didn't exist. No, I'd done this in school. I was like, Father Christmas doesn't exist. Because like, all the big kids would corner you in the toilet and be like, do you believe in Father Christmas? And you'd be like, no.
I remember those days.
No, maybe. And I just, you know. And then I was explaining to this to maybe a few people how Father Christmas didn't exist. Some theory I must have had when I was, six or something. And then on the way home, this girl's mother cornered me. Because everyone would just walk home, because our school was in a small village, whatever. And she just cornered me and started telling me that I have no right to tell her, to destroy her daughter's dreams, or something like that. So that's what you get. Father Christmas does exist, if you're listening.
Is that Chelsea Jules who went on to...
No, it was
even,
not.
Even funny. Bigger fame.
It's not at all. We have an email in from Kerry Clark Roberts. Kerry, I don't know what time it is, or you're listening in America. Thank you very much. And I will just say, I haven't even read your email yet. I've just seen that you've sent one. Thank you very much for your Christmas card. I was going to mention it anyway, because I know you're a firm fan, always on the podcast. I haven't shown these guys yet, because James arrived home literally 2 minutes before we left, and Barney is already gone. But thank you very much for your Christmas card. Very touching. And our only house Christmas card, and one I appreciate it very much. Thank you, Kerry. I'll now take the time to read your email. I sent a Christmas card to the castle last week. Hopefully it will arrive while someone is still in residence before everyone goes on holidays. It did, Kerry, and thank you very much. What's a Christmas vibe in America? What is your worst Christmas present to date? And what's the deal with stealing Christmas trees? Because although this happened to you, Jess, you then went on, I've heard.
Well,
this is Jess, I don't steal anything Fitch, but who then went out. Was it Christmas Eve? How many years
ago? It was Christmas Eve. The thing is, this was like 2 years ago. The thing is, my parents are really annoying about Christmas. Well, my dad's really annoying about Christmas, and so he refuses to go and get a tree until I come home from England and make him go and get a tree with me. Otherwise, we just wouldn't get a tree every year. So, but this time he just put it off and put it off until Christmas Eve, and it was Christmas Eve, and nowhere was selling any more Christmas trees. It was at like 6 o'clock in the evening, and I was like, we can't do this. This is all wrong. We're gonna have Christmas without a Christmas tree. What's gonna happen? And so we thought, my brother, who always comes up with such bright ideas,
was a resourceful guy.
Yeah, was like, oh, I've seen loads of Christmas trees like on a big roundabout, just tied up. Like, we can definitely go and take one. So it's just like the council's Christmas trees, and I was like, oh yeah, I could do that from the council. You know, they're just gonna have to throw them away anyway. That's fine. So we went off to do that. I think we did. Yeah, I think me and my brother were definitely wearing hats and gloves and sort of really going for it. Yeah, but on the way there, we found an open shop with one last Christmas tree, so we didn't have to steal.
Just before we move away from the Fitch Christmas, can I just ask, was it Christmas Eve when someone crashed into your house in their car? That wasn't a Christmas Eve.
No, that wasn't Christmas Eve.
I think but too much EastEnders.
July.
I think there was one. Actually, it was one Christmas Eve where our chimney fell in, and we thought the house was falling down, and all ran outside. There was also another Christmas Day when my brother, being my brother, set fire to his bin, and like the whole house was smoking. Well, we were downstairs eating Christmas dinner, and he'd set fire to his bin, and my parents were like, oh, what was in the bin? And, well, anyway.
If anyone wants to email in with any horror Christmas stories, please do. studio@radio.warwick.ac.uk. We've got a couple more things to talk about for the duration of the show, and you can always check the blog. It's busting with teeming with things today. www.blogs.warwick.ac.uk/shootingthebreeze. And this is a song from the album of the week. It is To the Bone by The Kinks. It's awesome. I've been introduced to it, and I really do like The Kinks now a lot. I'm going to keep going. with my love for them. And there will be, and eventually, I'm sure there will be, in the not too distant future, a Kinks Power Hour. In the meantime, enjoy this song, Set Me Free, from the album To The Bone. That was the Kinks with To The Bone. No, the sorry, the Set Me Free from the album To The Bone. Teg has just arrived in the studio. How are you, Teg?
Not bad, not bad. Slept through my seminar this morning that my lecturer had been really kind about until today, I reckon.
Teg even took me to one side and told me about how awesome his lecturer was for not making a big deal about him missing all these lectures, as long as he came to the next one. Is this the same one?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
But do you have a warm head?
Yes, exceptionally warm. Good. I've been sporting the now uber fashionable hat, which I'm not too happy about.
It was uber fashionable before you got it, Teg. I just want to make that clear.
This year's the Peruvian style, which Jess is donning at the moment. Maybe not the bear trapper, which is what you've got.
I'm just not the hat connoisseur that you guys seem to be, I'm afraid. Teg, we've been talking about Christmas and terrible Christmases. And do you have a worse Christmas gift that comes to mind off the top of your head?
No. I'm always really happy at Christmas, and I always get really... Really, maybe I've just got a positive outlook at everything
okay.
when I get presents.
That's really nice. We're talking about when you realised Father Christmas didn't exist. A pretty brutal email in from Carrie saying, I figured out Father Christmas / Santa Claus, the double whammy, didn't exist when I woke up one Christmas morning to see all of my presents unwrapped under the tree. Pretty disheartening. Now, I would have taken that the other way and just thought maybe Father Christmas ran out of wrapping paper. So you should consider that, really. It didn't take me long to clock as a kid that my parents' handwriting happened to be the exact same as Father Christmas's. And apparently I even called my parents out on it one year when I was like, Mum, you didn't get me anything this year. Because obviously they just get me some presents and divide them up between Father Christmas and themselves. And then they didn't get me any. They hadn't supplied any. So I was like, Mum, what's going on? And then I think they quickly rewrote some envelopes I don't really know how they got out of that, but they did.
I've thought of the not really Christmas gift, but the worst thing that happened at Christmas was when James Brown died a couple of years ago.
Oh,
it's pretty sad.
Thanks, Barney.
James Brown.
Thanks for lowering the tone.
Who?
Barney.
Who?
I think it's Jennifer Crown or something.
She may have died.
You know, we have had a few emails in saying, Jess, I like your hat.
Thank you.
Sorry, a few emails saying that.
Well, one saying, Jess, I like your hat, and one saying, how about Sinterklaas? I don't... What's is that the black guy in Holland who does Christmas? I don't really understand.
I think that's just... Isn't that just the Dutch name for it?
Yeah. Father, yeah, well, then yeah, I think the same...
Not
the
just
same
some black guy in Holland pretending to be Santa Claus.
That's the original name, isn't it?
Sinterklaas.
Yeah, when they invented this man out of St. Nicholas or whatever.
Didn't he used to be green and now he's red because of Coca-Cola?
Yes, I think that is true as well. Loads of Father Christmas trivia. Shooting the breeze.
I was going to ask you guys, if anyone is around and they could check the blog, I hope you guys did. We have designed a Shooting the Breeze, I've designed. Jess said to me yesterday, I think you thought, oh, Dan won't know the link. It's like, oh, if you give me the link, then I'll do it.
No,
I gave you the link, and then,
it.
Oh, I can't do it.
My internet was just like, oh, shutting down, like, we can't handle this. It's like, oh, whatever.
It's very convenient. Anyway, the point is, it's called Elf Yourself. Now, I'm not a big fan. People have sent it to me in the past, and I've never found them that funny. But once we elfed ourselves, I found it immensely funny. And mine's actually, it's quite good. You upload it, and then you have to specify where the mouth is, because they sing along. And something went wrong when it was doing mine, so I actually don't have a mouth in any of these Christmas cards. But they are on the blog, www.blogs.warwick.ac.uk/shootingthebreeze.
Should we send it as a Christmas card to maybe everyone on the black, yellow, and green list?
Yeah. I think we should. We should send, well...
A Shooting the Breeze Christmas card.
I think that would be good. That's something worth doing.
Derek's
I'm behind
40
that.
Of these cards, just all different erotic poses.
Sorry.
And Matthew, shouldn't...
The main contributor to
someone sent me an incredibly factual email saying, "No, you English people, Interclass also Saint Nicholas." I'll read it later and just I'll condense it. But thank you, whoever's emailing it about Interclass. I'm sorry if we offended your Christmas sensibilities.
Is it Saint Nicholas, Saint Nicholas, or is it not?
I don't know, Jess. I can't deal with it right now. It's just a big email. It's a big email full of facts, and I've already started the end of term shutdown in my brain, so I'm operating about 50%. Still got an essay to write, so it should be good. In the meanwhile, this Christmas song is your pick, Jess. Do you want to talk about it?
My pick, yeah. It's Last Christmas by Wham. It's awesome. I love it. It's my Christmas day today. Mine and Teg's, and. You know, we're feeling good. Dan is kind of involved. At last Christmas, I gave you my heart. The very next day, you gave it away.
Some deep lyrics. This year, yeah, this year.
I'll give it to someone special.
That's really nice.
When is he having that conversation?
Yeah, but when is he... Who's he? When's he deciding that?
Oh, no, but the song's about desperation, because the whole thing is like, oh, I'm saying I'm leaving you, but actually he's made the whole effort to go and speak to that person anyway.
Why? So the song because is, he still loves
them. Yeah, of course.
I think George Michael is generally desperate all the time.
Say that. Yeah. Poor George Michael.
Just listen to all his songs. He's so desperate.
Isn't this the man that makes you question your own sexuality, James?
Yeah, but now I'm desperately looking for a man as well.
Guilty feeling.
Okay.
Powerful song either way.
Either way, this is... Yeah, this is Christmas. What is it called? Last Christmas. Brace yourselves for the emotional ride.
Stand me from tears. This is DJ ADB's Hip Hop Shop. Welcome.
That was George Michael with Last Christmas. In the meanwhile, I was just going to address this email. I've had a chance to digest it. No, you English people, Interclass, also called St. Nicholas or de Gogelheimen in Dutch, and St. Nicholas in French, is traditional winter holiday figure in the Netherlands, Belgium, Aruba, Suriname, and the Netherlands Antilles. Celebrated every year on St. Nicholas Eve, December the 5th, or in Belgium on the morning of December the 6th. The feast celebrates the name of St. Nicholas, patron saint of, among other things, children.
We do know a lot about that, don't we, Dan? And in fact, on the 6th of December, which was Monday,
we talked about it on
Wild Justice
Wild
and
Justice.
Celebrated San Nicola.
Yeah, we did.
You both copy and pasted from the wiki page, and that's why the same bit of information has come out exactly.
We didn't. This is knowledge firmly in my head, Bonnie. Don't worry about it.
Maybe whatever. You should try listening.
Now, obviously, a huge part of Christmas Day is the food, especially in England, where we eat way too much food. And I've had that last week. I'm having it again tonight at Jess's. I'm quite excited. And I'll be having it again on Christmas Day. But my point, I did want to ask you guys, if you had to choose a final meal, so this is a completely hypothetical situation, I'm not wishing this on anyone. Let's just say that you have been, somehow, you've probably killed a few people. James got a bit too crazy in his IGO, and he killed someone. You were present, Barney. Whatever. You're on death row. You're in America. I don't know why the car was there. Hypothetical. All your appeals have failed. It's going down to it. You are going to be put to death, and you get your last meal. Now, what are you going to choose? James.
I saw a program on...
Can I just say, should we try and lock it in a three-course forum? So you've got starter, main course, and dessert.
I wouldn't actually think about that, but I saw a program about loads of different people on death row, and it was like profile, like name, age, crime, how long they've been on death row, and it's like final meal that they want or whatever. And then one guy just said nothing. Like, I don't want anything.
Really?
I just want to say F you. For killing me, I'm not eating anything.
Was there a nickname as well?
That's that. So you're going to copy someone else's bold statement and recycle it, make it worthless, and also go hungry right before you die.
Go hungry before. Does it matter?
Well, I've thought about, and you did. We talked about this a bit, James, and James did say that when you do die, you soil yourself. So maybe I'd go for something nasty just to make sure I had the last.
I think
laugh.
That's only if you're doing it by electric chair. If it's like lethal injection, it might not.
And if you're being hung as well, then you get. Excretions.
Yeah. Well, okay, so Barney, last meal?
Raw chicken. Ugh. Just because, you know, you're always told not to. Be like, come on. Just once.
Today of all days, it doesn't matter. I'm just going to go crazy.
That's three courses of
are you going to marinate that, or are you just going to... You just want to try it?
Maybe in something else which you're not supposed to eat. Bleach.
We've all been eating Matt Wilson's raw meal enough. Raw chicken enough. Pretty sure we've all had raw chicken. Just in the sauce. Jess?
I think the problem is that I would only want to choose a last meal... well, it would depend on if they could guarantee where the ingredients came from. If, you know, the quality of the food. Because if the quality of, like, I'd probably want a really nice steak, but I'd probably want a specific steak from maybe Tuscany. And
what kind of prison are you in?
Well, it's her last meal. Exactly. But so I just don't think it'd be up to scratch, because I'd ask for, like, you know, loads of my favourite foods, like maybe a starter of... really awesome king prawns done in a Belgian sauce, because the Belgians do that really well. And then maybe a main of classic steak and chips, but awesome steak.
Maybe you could open a restaurant called Last Meal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just for inmates. Wow. Caters around the world. It's going to be a tough business, Jess.
I think I could pull it off.
Well, they don't actually put enough people to death for that even to be worth it, I don't think. Unfortunately. Sorry to rain on that parade. Didn't mean to.
I would have puffer fish for starter. Swan and sweet potato for main.
Swan and sweet potato.
I think swan's going to be quite tough.
Swans as well.
Yeah, but the queen. Yeah. Just eat the queen. Well, that's the thing. I just want to make a statement with my last meal. I want to make sure.
What about cannibalism? You're like, that's right.
yeah, I want to eat my card.
Maybe if I was going to go along James's route, maybe it'd be something like I'd ask to eat maybe my own left arm, something like that. Something along those lines, and then just say, I was perfectly normal before I was wrongly accused of this crime, and you committed me to jail, and jail changed me, and now I'm a cannibal. Thanks for nothing. And then you'd eat your own arm in front of everyone, and then they'd kill you.
I really don't feel like they'd care that much.
That's like auto-cannibalism. That's like a step up from normal cannibalism.
Self-destructive. I don't know if I'd really do that. just one of the many things
maybe
I did debate.
Maybe just a finger.
Now, I asked James and Barney for a song pick, and Barney wasn't sure if it was going to be the Christmas song or just a regular song. Yeah. So you chose both.
I did.
And we already heard Get Back by the Beatles, which was awesome. And James also chose the exact same Christmas song for his.
So we're going to play it twice, yeah?
No, we'll just play it once.
Back to back.
Back to back, Chris de Burgh. Now, this song has a kind of a confusing message. What is it, James?
That Jesus is a spaceman and came to the Earth on a spaceship.
From a planet a long, far way in a galaxy far away. I'm pretty sure of the lyrics. I come from a planet a long way, from,
way
here.
From here.
Comes from a planet. So Jesus is living. Jesus is a Martian, presumably.
And that's what. And he's coming back when? Because that prediction's wrong.
In
he didn't
2,000
come.
2,000 years after.
So he's already missed it.
So thanks, Chris de Burgh, for the lies. Bye. This is a spaceman came travelling.
Spaceman came traveling on his ship from afar. 'Twas light years of time since his mission did start. And over a village he halted his craft, and it hung in the sky like a star. Just like a star. He followed a light and came down a shed where a mother and child were lying there on a bed. A bright light of silver shone round his head, and he had the face of an angel. And they were afraid. Then the stranger spoke. He said, "Do not fear. From a planet a long way from here, and I bring a message for mankind to hear." And suddenly the sweetest music filled the air. Trembling through the ground, and many were wakened on hearing that sound. And travelers on the road, the village they found by the light of that ship in the sky, which shone all round. And just before dawn, at the paling of the sky, the stranger returned and said, "Now I must fly. When 2,000 years of your time has gone by, this song will begin once again to a baby's cry.
Considering it's such a seasonal song, I feel like I hear that song every time we hang out in our house. So it gets put on the iPod at least once. So some house classics. And I think we should make a best of that we should never, ever listen to again. But I'm not a big complainer about that kind of thing, but I know a lot of people are. This year, who's in line for Christmas number one? It's like the kind of thing I never follow.
It's
I'm never really aware.
Obviously, as always, X-Factor. The winner of the X Factor.
Which is...
She's going to be...
It's last time I saw, which is basically when I've gone on YouTube, and it's just been barraged with videos. I think it's... Ollie Murs, Stacey Dagenham, or whatever she's called, and Joe McElready. And that's literally just from watching the programme once.
Is this the worst programme ever? Possibly.
I've never seen it.
I think it's disgusting, actually. It's so annoying. It's just some corporate thing made for a Christmas number one. It's pathetic.
Yeah, I miss the days when Bob the Builder was winning. Yeah, those were the prime time of...
That year Bob the Builder hit Christmas number one was a great year. Those years are gone.
You just missed the Spice Girls, James.
Who writes it? No matter who wins, they get this song.
I wish we could have pictures. Anyone who wants to see James looking pretty angry, go to the webcam.
He's got a big vein in his head.
The vein is bulging.
We should talk about the Facebook group. Which there's actually, I think there's about 250,000 people on the Facebook group.
Because I keep seeing people joining it. That which is something like loads of people want Rage Against the Machine to be.
I've seen one for Journey as well.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I would vote for that. The one from The Sopranos.
I'm not sure which song it is, but you should look it up.
Okay. The thing is, didn't that get popular because it was sang on The X Factor? And then everyone was like, oh, this is actually a really good song. So it got into the charts the week after The X Factor.
Oh, yeah, that's happened with a few things as well, hasn't it?
Hallelujah last year, obviously.
It's so annoying. But what Rage Against the Machine song?
Killing in the Name of.
And it also has the
I know about that for a Christmas
the fudge
song.
Word in it.
Yeah, but it's a lot better. It's a lot better than whoever's won X Factor.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, I like a bit of Christmas spirit, and I don't
and
think
do you think you get it from a Christmas number one?
Well, no, I have got it from Christmas number ones
the
in
Christmas
the past.
The Christmas number one
not
has
anymore,
never,
not these days.
Ever positively impacted my Christmas. I will firmly say that.
Yeah, but if you think about Christmas number ones back in the day.
The thing is, not all those ones back in the day were actually Christmas number ones. Like the Pogues, they were number two, weren't they?
Yeah. Who hit number one, do you think?
I think it was Pet Shop Boys. kept them off.
See, that would still be cool if the Pet Shop Boys had a number one.
I don't think it was that Christmassy. But yeah, the old ones are classic.
So basically before X Factor ruined the charts at Christmas, is when it was interesting.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you guys about titles, and now Jess is going into politics, and this is kind of what kicked it off, but yesterday seemed to be Wear a Nasty Tie to Work Day for everyone in Parliament, and they all seemed to be doing it, because it was on TV.
What do you mean?
Just some disgusting ties. If anyone's got any footage from yesterday in the news, if you ended up accidentally recording it, go back, check out some of those dirty, dirty ties.
Have a look.
They're all filthy. The point is, I was just watching TV completely mindlessly. There was no sound. We were in the Clarendon. And it just struck me, like, if I had to choose one title from Parliament, what title would I choose? And I wouldn't go for Daniel Hemsley Prime Minister. I would go for Daniel Hemsley, Chancellor of the Exchequer. I think that's a very regal title.
You could always have Shadow in there as well, just to make it...
Shadow adds a bit of mystery to it, yeah.
Yeah, but it also...
You're not Chancellor of the Exchequer.
No. I'll stick with Chancellor.
That's like tangent. There are people that collect titles, aren't they? You know, they buy an acre of land somewhere, so they become a lord or whatever, and they just collect titles. It's really fun things to do. You can get ordained on the internet and everything.
You can get so many titles off the internet. I've got a friend who knows someone who's got apparently loads and loads, and it's really awesome.
I think James is very own Katie Marsh. I think she applied to UCAS. I think it was her, or maybe it was Patrick White. I can't remember who it was telling me. But they put down that their name is Reverend. Reverend, I think it was. And then all their UCAS stuff was sent to them as Reverend, which is awesome. I would love to do that. It's the kind of thing that you... Because in the UCAS form, you do have the option to choose your title. And there were some pretty ridiculous options, but I was just like, well, I don't want to mess around with this, because it's, you know... But obviously, if you do, it's
all
pretty well...
It's Commander and stuff, isn't there?
Yeah, come at.
You'd surely have to join the army.
Exactly,
for this,
yeah, so. But there's. They just.
Well, obviously, they don't check, do they?
For some, they have the whole list that you can have.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, they just. It's a drop down menu.
Oh,
you can choose ridiculous
Why
ones.
Didn't we do this? I took it so seriously.
I know why I
didn't
easily
do it. Got away with it.
Yeah, but you don't think you will. You think, oh, it's UCAS, I better be...
They're not going to let me in if they find out that my real name isn't actually Commander.
Our very own pet fresher, Will Simpson. Shout out to him. His university card is... he submitted it's like a photo of him on night out with his mouth open, kind of, it's me, and that got accepted. So his university card is him kind of
awesome
in a dark room with his mouth open.
So what titles would you go for, James?
I would have chose the Right Honourable James Crichton Hardy.
I think that's the kind of thing someone would just nicely address you as. It's not as ballsy as...
Mr. Right Honourable?
Barney, you've got one?
Does it have to be politically orientated?
I guess so. Well, yeah, whatever you want.
You minister for something, like chocolate or Magnum Whites. I don't know if they have one of them yet. I don't really keep up with politics.
Something to work on for the
minister
future.
Minister of Magnum Whites. That's
Barnaby Garrod.
Jess, what's yours? You just going for Prime Minister Fitch?
No, I'm not going for Prime Minister. I don't know. Not really about the title.
Clearly.
I'd probably go for... I just probably want to be... I don't think I'd want to have a title. I'd be in the background, you know, doing the real work.
What about Minister for Social Justice?
Yeah, for when there's a minister for that, I could be that.
Minister for Wild Justice.
Oh, Justice.
Or just Wild Minister for Justice. Something along those lines.
That would be great.
This is my Christmas song pick for the week. And no one else is probably going to enjoy this song quite as much as I am. And I haven't really decided if they just wrote this song to include the word bellend in the title as much as possible and associate it with Christmas. I really don't. I don't think I understand their humour, and I'm just really quite confused.
It's a kind of lame thing that Justin Hawkins does.
Yeah, because it's out of nowhere. This is The Darkness. It is a nice documentation of the beginning of their decline, but I kind of still like it. And this is The Darkness with Don't Let the Bells End.
On the 25th day,
listen to those bells. That is The Darkness with Don't Let the Bells End. And Christmas bells, that's the sound of Christmas. Teg is kind of almost ready. He's looking almost ready. We've got an on-the-fly Christmas song lined up. And apparently it's up to us and anyone else listening. Please email... What is it? Teg? Sounds of Christmas? Smells. Email in some smells of Christmas that we'll shout at Teg and get them involved in his song.
Oh, no, you guys... No, I've written my bit now.
Oh, we're on the spot.
All on the ad-libs.
Okay, fine. this is our Christmas track. I didn't hear what you said, buddy.
Teg asked us for our favourite smells, and he stole them, put them in the Megaverse, and then we've got ad-lib out of nowhere.
Thanks, Teg. Yeah. But you've already taken our best material. So if it goes wrong, that's why. This is Teg and all of Shooting the Breeze with our Shooting the Breeze Christmas number. What's it called, Teg?
The Smell of Christmas.
The Smell of Christmas. The Smell of Children.
Rotting pine leaves, orange and cloves, old tablecloth your mother chose to put away for a year, now it's come out. Post-Christmas poop and sausages. It's the smell of Christmas, yeah, coming up your nose, warming up your toes. It's the smell of Christmas, yeah, coming up your nose, warming up your toes. Now I'm just going to keep playing that, and I want some ad-libs on smells. It's the smell of Christmas, yeah, warming up your toes, warming up your toes.
Roast bird for dinner. Is it turkey, is it chicken, or even goose? Or are you Teg and having a bit of swan?
Wow, delicious. It's the smell of Christmas, yeah, coming up your nose, warming up your toes.
Scrabble. Monopoly. Any of the above. They're all come out once a year and smell of dust. I went for the kind of, you know, the slow-talking Christmas song.
The smell of Christmas, yeah, coming up your nose, warming up your toes.
Smell of Christmas. Is that something burning? Oh, my brother has put out a joint in his bin. And now the house is burning down.
Joint of turkey, Jess, a turkey
it's
joint.
The smell of Christmas, yeah, warming up your nose, warming up your toes.
Empty boxes. Tears, blood, church, it's Christmas.
It's the smell of Christmas, yeah, coming up your nose, warming up your toes, yeah.
Thank you, Teg. That was the Shooting the Breeze Christmas number, reworked for our comedy album coming out next Christmas, 2010. In the meanwhile, this is a song about nothing to do with Christmas by Bobby Fuller 4.
I'm
That was Bobby Fuller 4 with I Fought the Law and The Law Won. Now, if you're interested in fighting the law this Christmas or fighting criminals, I actually found this on the... I was going to put on the blog. Anyone want to check the blog? It's www.blogs.warwick.ac.uk/shooting the breeze. Thank you, Teg. And you do, I wanted to put on the ridiculous, the really stupid, the lame advent calendar that the university have been kind enough, quote-unquote, to do for people. It's really lame. I wanted to find that link. Instead, I ended up finding another link, which is free theft prevention kits for South Leamington students. Now, we were unlucky enough last year to feel the brunt of the South Leamington scumbags as James's Xbox was stolen. My Belgian telephone was stolen. I maintain it was. I love that SIM card. Thank God I kept the number 0494914616. I love you. And then we also lost Steve's laptop. Now, if this is... The South Leamington Safer Neighborhood Team giving away free smart water kits to help students in South Leamington protect their valuables from theft. Now, these kits usually cost £50, and it's a colorless liquid solution. Basically, you rub it all over your valuables. Probably leaves an annoying smell and an annoying sort of texture. But basically, it's used to identify your things. And supposedly, according to the Warwick website, criminals know about smart water's power to forensically link them to the scene of the crime. So by coding your valuables and displaying the smart water deterrent signs, you are sending out a powerful warning to any thieves and burglars operating in your area. To date, this is quite a statistic. To date, no home in the UK displaying the smart water symbol has ever been burgled.
Come off it.
I want to know the date. Let's find some information behind that. But in the meanwhile, just get one of those kits. Don't bother putting smart water on your stuff. Just put the symbol up outside. And yeah. You go on that. Oh, you get awesome.
But just to
list.
Clarify, that means that the two houses which have got that stupid system haven't been burgled.
And I'm pretty sure that that will soon change. Now, I have received some confirmations via a non-email format. But if anyone does want to email in, it's studio@radio.warwick.ac.uk. But I've been told I was correct about Katie Marsh. But it wasn't Reverend. It was Major Katie Marsh. And that is how she applied
that
through
is
UCAS.
Awesome.
I wonder what they were expecting when you showed up in the theatre department. Who knows? In the meanwhile, I was going to ask you guys, what is your dominant sense? Now, I'm pretty sure James has got an answer lined up for this.
Oh, it's not one, a crazy one. It's just my sight, because my smell isn't great, and naturally my taste isn't great either, for some strange reason. I think my nose is always bucked. And, well, I don't know, my touch isn't great either, my hearing's a bit off.
Oh, so it's not that you think yours are particularly better or augmented, it's all the other ones are kind of rough.
I think I've got like 20/20 vision, but the rest of it's just a bit low, so it has to be the dominant one.
I'm going to go for, I don't know if it's a sense, but I know I've got a lecture in 5 minutes, so my spidey senses are tingling, so I'm going to go leave you on that note.
Okay, I
Merry
can't argue with that, Barney.
Listeners, bye.
I think, Barney, we are going to play One Track Lover, I'm afraid, just right after you leave. But it's a great song. Barney? Teg? Dominant sense? Not sure. I'm going to go with mine. I think mine is hearing. I've got really selective hearing, so that I don't hear things like all the time, and if there's loads of sound going on, I can never really distinguish. But if it's deadly silent, I can pick up a sound like ridiculously far away, and I feel
downstairs.
My ears twitch. Sometimes if I hear something behind me, I feel my ear twitch to like locate the sound like a kind of radar. It's really crazy. And it's a really, it's like a, it's not really nice, it's not really nice feeling, but it's like locked in. And it's true, James. Yeah, if I'm trying to go to sleep, I can pick up every sound in the house.
The boiler's rumbling. The speakers are making a noise. Turn that music on.
I know it all. I can hear it around the house, and it's not cool. It's pretty annoying, actually.
Chris is tapping his feet again.
Chris, I'm
three floors.
I'm gonna kill you.
I think all my senses are pretty good, apart from my sight, actually. I think my sight is...
Do you wear goggles?
No, I don't, but I should, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I believe you were supposed to wear glasses, and I'm pretty sure I remember telling you to wear them, and then you never wore them, and I don't think it's going to have helped you.
No.
Me neither, Teg. Get with it. In the meanwhile, this is an awesome song. It's not a Christmas song, but it's a great vibe song. It's One Track Lover. And this is Shooting the Breeze. We are about to say goodbye for the year. Get the tissues ready. In the meantime, get the tissues ready for laughter.
I'm a one-track lover, down a two-way lane, driving fast down the highway. Must have been insane, 'cause the temperature's too high, traveling way too fast, and I knew our loving was too hot to last. She's smooth like ice cold.
to the touch and it isn't very nice when you're left alone. Your lady treats you badly if you hang on the phone. Take off. Shove your loving in the wheels, put the pedal to the floor, cause you're heading for the hills. Got to get away, can't take it no more. Man, you don't need this, leave her at the door.
He's a one-track lover, down a two-way line, driving fast down the highway, must have been inside, cause the temperature's too high.
One Track Lover by the boys from Dark Place, Garth Marenghi, Todd Rivers, and Dean Lana. That was absolutely great. Thank you very much. You're listening to Shooting the Breeze on Raw 12:51 AM, and we are about to say farewell for the year. In the meanwhile, check the blog for a pretty good website of the week. We like to talk about Facebook albums. We've got a Facebook album this week. It is Fiona Michaels' Wake Up Italy. Jess, you need to send her an email and let her know she's won. Okay. It's just a really nice album of pictures in Venice. I was there. I am in that album, but those aren't the pictures I like. It's just she's captured it nicely. Some nice colours involved. And it's worth a look. It's on the blog, www.blogs.warwick.ac.uk/shootingthebreeze. The album is To the Bone by the Kinks. Check it out. It's a great Christmas gift for anyone. TV show Breaking Bad, awesome. We'll spend some nice Christmas time watching it.
I can't believe I wasn't here to discuss that. I finished that about 2 or 3 days ago.
Me too. Oh yeah, it's really good,
so
right?
So intense.
It gets crazy. It's worth a watch. There's one more thing. The film is 2012, and interestingly enough, I'm now the protagonist is John Cusack. It is a really weird experience watching this for me. Now my name is actually Daniel Hemsley. Now Teg likes to call me Helmsley, which is fine. I think it's funny. But this the main guy, one of the main guys in that film, is called Dr. Helmsley. It's the first time it's ever happened, and I was just watching that movie and laughing because it kept sounding like they were talking to me, and it, obviously they weren't. But I was really amused by it. Check the website of the week is lolfacebookmoments.com, something like that. It's on the blog. The link, and they just laugh at funny things on Facebook that are really good. And I've even got one to send in, which I will send in as soon as I've got a minute of my time. We're going to play some Blondie now and say farewell. This is Blondie, one way or another. Goodbye and enjoy the new year.
Goodbye.
Bye.
I'm gonna win ya, I'm gonna get ya, get ya, get ya, get ya. One way or another, I'm gonna see ya. I wanna meet ya, meet ya, meet ya, meet ya. One day, maybe next week, I'm gonna meet ya, I'm gonna meet ya, I'll meet ya.
I will drive past your house, and if
you.